This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boy, it's a mad, mad world. We've got stories about stabbing in front of the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. One person's dead. There's been a bunch of victims, and there's some other stories as well. The kidnapped family found dead. Sad, sad stuff, and I hate to start that way. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from beautiful San Antonio, right along the Riverwalk. If you've never been to San Antonio, Texas, put it on your bucket list. It's a wonderful, wonderful place, and it's got all kinds of incredible restaurants, fun things to do, and it's actually very, very affordable. And, of course, what is San Antonio famous for? The Alamo. The Alamo. What would they think now today? All right, let's start with the mass stabbing in front of the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. I used to live in Vegas a long time ago, and I want to say it was like 15 years ago, maybe a little bit before that. And this was a hotel that had just come up, and now it's sad to see this, what's happened along the strip in some ways. We obviously saw the shooting that happened a few years ago, the festival shooting where somebody was high atop a hotel and shot down at all the innocent victims. Well, this time, here's what happened. Like I said, one person dead, six people stabbed right in front of this iconic hotel right along the strip. And what happened was, witnesses say that some of the victims might have been showgirls who take pictures with tourists on the strips. Police arrested a suspect who they reportedly spotted with a large amount of blood on his sleeve in front of the Venetian, so he started running down the Venetian. They haven't really talked about the suspect yet. The condition of the five victims, that's kind of unknown at this point. But listen, this is where families will walk down the strip. And so it goes to that randomness, I think, unless the alleged attacker knew the victims. But I know what they're talking about. If in fact the witnesses who say that happened with showgirls, there's Vegas impersonators, there's other people that are along the strip and they take pictures with tourists, and tourists love that. So we'll find out more about another sad story. Like I said, boy, I hate to just pound you with all this nothing but horrific news, but it's what people are talking about, because you do have that moment where hopefully you move on from it, but you have that moment where you say, did you hear what happened? You know, I just was in Vegas. I was there for a conference where people around me were talking about that. So the bodies of a kidnapped family of four were found in rural California a day after the suspect was actually detained. There were four kidnapped California family members, including a baby girl. They were found on this farm. This was 2 days after they were abducted from their business, and this is a weird case. Investigators have detained a suspect, but they haven't announced a motive. It's always about what is the motive of this thing. And you think of an eight-month-old baby and the parents of the eight-month-old baby and an uncle. So the discovery came a day after a suspect in the case was detained, and it was announced by a pretty emotional sheriff who said the killings were completely and totally senseless. It kind of goes to what I believe happened in Vegas in a much different way, the fact that they were kidnapped, that the whole family was wiped out. The sheriff said, and I agree with you, Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke, he said, there's a special place in hell for this guy. That's what he said. And you could tell, like I said, he was really, really upset. So they do have this 48-year-old Jesus Manuel Salgado in custody, but he hasn't been charged yet at this point. Apparently, the details we know, the family was kidnapped at gunpoint. It was an abduction recorded on surveillance video from their trucking business. It did happen on Monday morning in Merced, and I've been through Merced. Probably some of you have been. It's between Modesto and Fresno in Central California. And the investigators learned that they were missing after a family car or vehicle anyway was abandoned and on fire that morning. So the circumstances are just apparently awful because he was upset. I mean, the sheriff was upset, and it's just absolutely sickening. I mean, what, clearly you think of an 8-month-old baby and then the rest of this family, and wow, and this really sleepy little cool farming town, and that's not stuff that you want to hear, right? You don't want to hear that. I feel like I want to tell you something really awesome because, you know, I'm the glasses half full person. People, you know, I know, and we are smart, and we follow what's going along, and you're smart. We talk about the things that affect us in our lives, and I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. We've got politics coming up, and we have the midterm elections. We have all kinds of craziness, as usual, happening. It's a circus. We know that. And then telling you about those two sad stories. So I want to tell you about this, because I am fascinated by the things that are unearthed. I really am. I think it's because of my nephew and his love of, like, fossils and the fact that he's found these cool fossils for me in all these various places in Florida and Texas and California and in so many other places, Oklahoma. So I saw this story today about these archaeologists. They've discovered the remnants of a classical statue dating back more than 1,800 years in the ancient metropolis of Philippi in northeastern Greece. So can you imagine, during the excavation, because that's what they do, they unearth this, and it would be from the Roman period, so 2nd century AD, and it depicts the mythical hero Hercules, also known, we know as Hercules, so forget that, we know it's Hercules. So the team of researchers were from Aristotle University in Greece. They focused their dig effort at a site on one of the city's main streets, and it wrapped up mid-September, I want to say, because I remember I read a preliminary story on this. And it's this ornate, embellished structure that they thought was actually a fountain. And it's pretty incredible, I have to say. To me, that you can unearth this kind of stuff and what you can learn about the past is just absolutely phenomenal. And trust me, wherever you're listening to me, there are definitely fossils, there are definitely remnants of things of the past, of our ancestors of the past. Now, this happens to be Greece that we're talking about. And you know the whole legend of Hercules, the son of Zeus, the Greek god, and the ruler of Mount Olympus, and the superhuman strength and overcoming the 12 trials, I want to say, assigned to him and all of that. And so on the statue's head is a wreath of vine leaves held together by a band that ends at the shoulders. And I just can't imagine. If I wasn't doing what I did, I would toy with the fascination of what would it be like to be an archaeologist. Probably be so many frustrating days of digging, thinking you're going to find something, thinking you have the right location for something, and nothing comes up. And then, of course, you have the other side of having to get the financing for it. But these excavations at Philippi are going to continue next year, and I just think it's so fascinating. Go in your backyard. No, I'm kidding. I was going to say, go in your backyard and see if you can find some fossils. That would be like some of the places that I've lived that people would tell me, oh, I found arrowheads, and I would look, and I couldn't even find any arrowheads. I finally found one once in California, and I was in the Santa Barbara Mountains. Somehow I found it. I thought, I wonder if someone just threw that there, and this was kind of a plant for me, but I don't know. It was just interesting anyway. So there you go. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
And ends, just a big reminder to all of you that we will be doing Nail the Score. The Hurricane Ian ruined all of that last week, obviously, because I had to evacuate those initially Tampa, St. Pete, and the Gulf Coast area where I am. Was going to be right in the middle of the whole thing, and of course now we've watched as it's shifted what has happened to so many people. So sad what's happened to people in Fort Myers and Sanibel Island and Cape Coral and Pine Island and those places there, and then what happened to Arcadia, another spot in Florida. In fact, the show used to be on a great station in Arcadia, and then they switched formats. But I really enjoyed my time there. In fact, went and visited the town, and it was a really neat, antique, cool, old town right in the kind of middle of Florida, if you will. And then Orlando hit with the historic floods, and of course we saw what happened also, not to forget what happened in the Carolinas, and then as Ian crawled further up north, all the rain that they got to as well. So again, don't forget about Nail the Score, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to call to weigh in. All you have to do is tell me what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. You don't even have to like football. You're just leveling a guess, and you could win. You could be very, very lucky. And wouldn't that be cool if you nailed the score? Because I am itching to give away prizes. I really, really, really would love for somebody to nail the score. All right, you heard in the conversation with Grimm that I mentioned about the $31 trillion for the first time when it comes to the national debt. It is a milestone because we have this crazy high inflation, historically high inflation. We have the rising interest rates. We have the growing uncertainty when it comes to the economy. I mean, let's face it. So the Treasury Department published this on Tuesday to let us know the great news, $31.1 trillion. Because there was a borrowing spree that happened during COVID, during the pandemic, to help keep the economy together as lives and labor markets and supply chains were upended. But that outstanding debt has climbed $8 trillion since the beginning of 2020. And it's jumped by $1 trillion in just 8 months. I know it's a lot of $1 trillion here, $8 trillion here. I just want you to think about that. $31.1 trillion. That is insane. Excessive borrowing. I mean, that's got to lead to more inflation pressure. It has to. And sooner if interest rates, you know, if interest rates go up faster or by more than expected, can you just imagine what it'll be like, an even bigger record? So that's not a milestone to be excited about at all. Some would say, I was looking at a quote from a U.S. economist who said any type of debt is really a potential issue. I wouldn't even say a certain issue, but a potential issue for 5 to 10 years down the road. He said one of the benefits of being the world's reserve currency is everyone wants to buy your debt for cheap. Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't we owe China some money? Speaking of China and their relationship with Russia and the precariousness of our relationship, obviously, with both of those countries, just something else to add into the mix of where are we headed? Where are we headed with all of this, right? Something worth noting here, because I don't want the show to get away without mentioning this at all. I didn't realize that Loretta Lynn was 90, but the really one of the queens of country music, dead at the age of 90. She was absolutely an iconic person in the world of country music, and she helped a lot of people. She came from nothing. She was a coal miner's daughter. I mean, that was, you know, the big song. Her family says she passed away peacefully in her sleep at her ranch. And, you know, this is a woman who had no whatsoever formal music kind of training, but she would just sing constantly to her kids to put them to sleep, and then she just would churn out these songs in minutes, and she just wrote what she knew. But she really lived in poverty for most of her life, and started having kids by the age of 17, and you know, some of her broken-hearted kind of plain-spoken songs were about that life, were about the years of being married to a man who was a heavy drinker and a philanderer, and you listen to the words. And the lyrics really, she brings it home in so many of her songs. And her songs really talked about her family history and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So she grew up dirt poor in the Kentucky hills, and she made it. I mean, she was certainly one of the queens, like I said, icon when you talk about the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville and getting a, you know, record deal. And she was friends with Patsy Cline, who helped her until she died in a plane crash in the early 60s. And, you know, she went on to so many interesting accolades and awards and all kinds of things that she won throughout her career, the Grammys and the Academy of Country Music honoring her and all of that. And she also got the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2013. I mean, she really was the voice of a generation, singing about things that nobody talked about, nobody wanted to talk about or even think about. And the world was better for it, I think. You know, I didn't know much about her until I was somewhere where she was speaking and I had a chance I had a chance to meet her, and it was a thrill for me to have that moment, to have a moment with her, and to realize her impact on so many people. So RIP to Loretta Lynn, dead at the age of 90. Herschel Walker is one of many people hoping to win office in these midterm elections. He's a Republican nominee in Georgia's Senate race. And on Monday, there was a report that came out that he paid for an abortion more than a decade ago. And he says it was it's a flat-out lie, it's a hatchet job, and that came on the heels of where it was first reported. The Daily Beast reported that he had paid for this and that he had conceived a child with a woman while they were dating back in 2009, and that there was a receipt from the actual clinic for the abortion, which was for $575, and there was a bank deposit that showed the image of the signed personal check for $700 from Herschel Walker and a get well card that she claimed was from him. He wasn't married at the time, but with what he talks about with family values and pro-life and whatnot, this has been something that has really kind of blown up on social media. In an interview on Monday night, he told Fox's Sean Hannity that he didn't know the woman making the accusation and hadn't seen the card. He said, "I send out so many get well, send out cards, send out so much of anything. I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion. It's an absolute lie." He says, "I send money to people. I give money to people all the time. I'm always trying to help people." And so he's in this race, and you wonder, does this affect him or not? One of his sons, Christian Walker, went on Twitter, which I said was really one of the social media outlets that was exploding with hot opinions about this all over the place. And just hours after he denied the Daily Beast report, and he said, "I don't care about someone who has a bad past and takes accountability, but how dare you lie," his son, "and act as though you're some moral, Christian, upright man. You're not a family man." Wow. And then he actually posted a video. So does this hurt his chances or not? It's going to be an interesting race, you know, to be sure. And this is one of the many people are watching, and the impacts of things like that, that claim on what will happen as far as when the voters go to the polls for Georgia and that Senate race. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two Russian men arrived by boat on a remote Alaskan island and requested political asylum. The men claimed they fled Russia to avoid being enlisted into the Russian army to fight in Ukraine. The Biden administration will reroute passengers coming to the U.S. who have been in Uganda to 5 airports for additional health screenings, where the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Department of Homeland Security's Customs and Border Protection will conduct the screening. As an Ebola outbreak in the East African nation widens, the Ebola outbreak in Uganda has killed 29 people as of October 5th. No suspected or confirmed cases of Ebola have been reported in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
She's one of my favorites, Joanne Butler. You've seen her everywhere. She's a lifestyle editor, founder and editor-in-chief of Life Minute TV. She's traveled all over the world. Oh, so jealous. She's covered beauty, fashion, music, design, wellness, and she is terrific. Every time she comes on with us, I learn something new. I'm always scribbling notes, and I hear the same from you as well. So here we are. It's fall. I love it. I walked the dog this morning. The weather was incredible, so it made me think about what are some of the things we need, and she's got some fabulous fall essentials to tell us about. Hey, Joanne.
What an intro. Hey, Kate. Hi, yeah, thanks so for having me.
It's fall, and I love fall. It's this, you know, it's another change, and it's really a change in some of the ways we treat ourselves, and whether it's beauty or fitness or any of that, and there's wonderful products. Right. So tell us about some of those fall essentials.
Yeah, well, I have two goodies for you today. The first is from Jergens, you know, the iconic brand. And well, they've just introduced this brand new moisturizer just in time for fall. It's Jergens Pure Hydration Lotion, and it's their first ever 100% plant-based lotion. The same, you know, Jergens moisture you trust and love with peace of mind ingredients you can feel really good about. It's just this nourishing, carefully crafted, powerful blend of coconut and jojoba oil and shea butter and vitamin E. Feels so good when you put it on and smells good too. And there's no parabens, no dyes, no artificial fragrances, and just leaves you with hydrated, soft skin all day long. Even better, it's $7.49 at Walmart. So really, really good stuff. And they're also doing something really neat to celebrate teachers this week, because it's World Teachers Day this week. And so to celebrate that and to celebrate their launch, they're hosting a contest rewarding 10 school teachers with a $1,000 grand prize to fund the Do Good, Feel Good essentials they need for their classroom. So it's really nice. And for more details on that, to enter, you just visit their Instagram channel, which is Jergens US. You can go on there right now. Entries are open through October 19th, actually.
Wow. And Jergens, what a price. As you said, $7.49. That's a steal.
Yeah, it sure is. That's, you know, that's the beauty of Jergens, too. Such good high-end, you know, stuff, but really affordable.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, you know, when you talk about moisturizer, when you talk about your skin, there is that changing of the guard, so to speak, when you go into the fall, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, no question about that. Hey, Joanna, some of our listeners wanted to be able to find out more about you. Where can they go?
You can check out Life Minute at Life Minute TV. And, of course, me, I'm Joanne G. Butler on Instagram.
Perfect. Joanne, thank you so much.
Oh, my God, thank you. I got one more thing for you, Kate.
Oh, you do? I want to hear it. I didn't realize that. Give me your next goodie.
For another part of the body that is sometimes neglected, just like the body on our skin, I don't know why, but something for your eyes, for contact lens wearers like myself, you know, a lot of us experience dryness when we wear our contact lenses. Actually, 1 in 3 people do. So something that can help is BioTrue Hydration Plus Multipurpose Solution. It's a hydrating contact solution that not only does an exceptional job of cleaning and disinfecting your contacts, it's pH balanced to match healthy tears, so your contacts feel comfortable when you put them in, and they stay comfortable all day, which is just, you know, beautiful. Up to 20 hours of moisture it gives you. In fact, it keeps more moisture on the lens for the first 12 hours you wear them compared to their original BioTrue multipurpose solution. And it's inspired by the biology of our eyes, and it has ingredients like hyaluronan, which is a moisturizer found naturally in tears, an electrolyte, which is a component of tears, and an antioxidant that protects the hyaluronan against free radicals. So really good stuff. Again, you know, natural. Just visit biotrue.com to learn more about this.
Ooh, BioTrue. I'm like you. I'm a contact lens wearer, and it's funny. I struggle with the dry eye thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You got to check this stuff out.
Yeah, definitely. Always, always giving us those great tips. Joanne Butler, thank you.
Thank you, Kate. I try.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Dry eyes, no good. Boy, that has happened to me a lot. I don't know about the rest of you and what's going on with your eyesight, but I swear I had like incredible vision. I still have really actually good vision, but when I had to learn how to even use contact lenses, I can remember having to try to open up my eye and saying to the eye doctor that, you know, I don't think I can do this. And so he's like, no, I'm not going to go to lunch until you learn how to do this. And so I figured it out. And what a game changer. I think it's good. It works for me. For some people, they can't even wear contact lenses. So it's completely a whole different thing. But that dry eye phenomenon is awful. So that is a great tip there for real. No kidding. Coming up next, speaking of for real, we're doing that nail the score thing. I'm going to throw out the line so you remember, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can send me your email guess once I announce the game of the week, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. A lot of different games to choose from. It's going to be interesting, I think, this week in the NFL. Last week was pretty interesting. It's been a very strange season, and I think it's probably going to still continue along that same path, if you will, in trying to figure out some of these games. It's you look at, you know, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You can look at every single piece of data you have, and then something completely different happens. That's why I say you don't have to know anything about football. You just have to be able to make a guess, and you have to pick who you think is going to win, and that's it, and maybe you get lucky. All right, I mentioned this story, and it's worth mentioning this again. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team captain says players are furious and want immediate changes following the misconduct investigation. The Becky Sauerbrunn, one of the mainstays of U.S. Women's National Soccer, the team, said that players are not happy following the investigation that found that there's systemic abuse and misconduct with women's professional soccer in the United States. And it's terrible to say this, but why are we not shocked by this? Think of what happened with the young girls and USA Gymnastics. So now here we go again. The U.S. Soccer Federation released a lengthy, scathing report that it commissioned from former acting Attorney General Sally Yates that showed that the National Women's Soccer League, along with the Soccer Federation, didn't provide a safe environment for their players. Some of the players are members of the national team, the defending World Cup champions. The team is in London ahead of a match Friday against European champs England, and they say the players are horrified and heartbroken and frustrated and exhausted, really, really furious that it took a third-party investigation. So I think there's going to be more to come, more reaction to this, and they say that every owner and executive and U.S. soccer official who repeatedly failed the players and failed to protect the players who have hidden behind legalities and other things should have not participated fully in the investigation should be gone, because they shouldn't be allowed to be involved in soccer at all. They did 200 interviews and came, you know, pulled together this incredible report. And certainly there are people that are called out. There, for example, there were allegations of coercion and misconduct against Paul Riley, who coached 3 NWSL franchises over 8 seasons. And he was fired by the North Carolina Courage after players went on the record alleging that for years he used his influence and power to sexually harass players. And, yeah, it's not good. It's good that the report came out, though. It's good that there's more awareness. It's just too bad that this didn't happen before and there wasn't all this crazy cover-up and silence and whatnot. Because imagine you have a daughter, she loves soccer, you put her in these programs, and then she gets these opportunities, and you get to the opportunity part of this, and she's there with all these predators who have the power, and what happens then, and who believes what people are saying, and people aren't even, you know, actually talking about it. So the more those kinds of things come to light, the better, period, in any circumstance. So I think it's good from that perspective. Put it out there, kick it out there, and just clean it up, sadly. Another sport, another situation that this shouldn't happen, that you shouldn't fear that that you go into that arena and you are really fighting tooth and nail to protect yourself, and it's just absolutely ridiculous what took place there. All right, not ridiculous is what's coming up next. It is Nail the Score time. Couldn't do it last week, but we're back with a vengeance this week. Ahead of Nail the Score, I want to mention hats off to Aaron Judge. This guy's amazing for the Yankees. He hit the historic 62nd homer. So he set an American League record. Roger Maris, remember, 61. He has to move over in the history books because Judge hit 62. He set the record for the Yankees and the American League. Nail the Score, next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is time for Nail the Score. So what is the game of the week? You're going to love this. There were a couple that I looked at, but I like this for a couple of different reasons. Giants and the Packers. The Packers are actually favored by more than a touchdown, 8 points. But boy, don't count the Giants out, despite some injuries and some things that have happened. The Giants are 3-1. They're competitive in the NFC East. If it weren't for the Eagles are undefeated, the only undefeated team left in the NFL. But the NFC East, which I called the NFC least for so many years, is really becoming quite interesting, and I like this matchup. And of course, anything can happen in London, and the fans go crazy. And it's early in the morning on Sunday, 8:30 in the morning to be exact.
So you can have your tea, your spiked coffee, whatever. And then you already will know. We'll know. Did anybody nail the score? Just for grins, the over-under in this, the point total, 41.5. 41.5. So let me throw out the number. You can call or you can send me an email. A lot of people choose to do that. I know some of you are working. It's kind of cool. You're listening while you're working and you're shooting me an email that way. That's always been one of the things that's happened a lot with Nail the Score, so that's great. The call-in line is 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And no surprise that we have Peter, who is lined up out of the bunker to be the first to try and nail the score. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Are you going to get up and watch? Are you going to get up and watch this game?
Hell no.
Yeah, because you can just find it in the highlights later in the day.
I'll put it on my VCR.
That's right. You can DVR it. I love it. So, who do you think wins?
Man, I'm looking at those Giants. They're coming around.
They are.
I mean, where'd they come from? What's that quarterback's name?
The quarterback's name is, I was going to say, Daniel Boone. Daniel, what is his name? Daniel, I'll get it here in a second. It's Daniel Jones.
No,
yeah, Daniel Jones. Yeah, I knew I couldn't remember it. Daniel Jones. And so he is, you're right, he is coming around. And plus they've got Richie James, who's been pretty good, the wide receiver. And Saquon Barkley, of course, you know, we watched him, and now he's got... He's good. He is really, really good. So we watched him. You and I talked about him. You won't remember this, but a long time ago, how he was going to really pop out. And it's so interesting to look at Daniel Jones because I remember him playing at Duke of all places.
Exactly.
So a lot of Giants fans who can be pretty vocal, as you can imagine, were not thrilled by that pick, but now he's playing well.
Well, I'm going to pick those Giants, and I'm going to have a score of 27. To 17.
Oh, so right there, a low scoring game. Yeah, you believe the wise guys. I love it.
Well, I like the idea of a little defense with my offense.
Yeah, me too. It's like those old cowboy teams.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. The ones that used to win.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
the ones.
This Dallas quarterback, 4 wins.
Cooper Rush is amazing.
Yeah, pick me for picking him. He's he's going to do good.
He's going to do good. They're going to have, you know, here's what everybody says, though. They've got the $40 million quarterback, so he'll come back, Dak Prescott. But what if he stumbles and has problems? Do they just go right back to Cooper Rush? That'll be interesting.
Well, they've got a spare, so let's ride with it.
That's right. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, to be 4-0 and 3-0 this season is really incredible. Pete, always great jawing with you and playing Nail the Score. Thanks.
Carry on.
All right, we will. Back to the bunker. And then we go in the completely opposite direction. That's what I love about Pete and Sharon. And Sharon is there waiting. She's very faithful to the game, too. And she's in Portland. Hey, Sharon. Sharon, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Ah, I love it. All right, so what do you think is going to happen?
Giants,
24-17. I love it. Will you get up and watch this game?
Probably not. I have my
first
service. Oh, first.
Right, so you won't get to see it. Well, maybe when you come back, you'll get to see the tail end of it, which might be more exciting.
Well, actually, I listen online to my service.
Ah,
Okay, so you've listened to the service, and then probably the way the game is, depending on, you might get to catch the tail end of it, but you'll certainly see the highlights. Good luck, Sharon. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can always count on those two, that's for sure. And there are a lot of people that are emailing. I have that open, so don't feel like you don't count. Trust me, I'll even do a couple of them before we skedaddle. But the game of the week is that early game, and that game of the week is the Giants and Green Bay. You know, I look at Green Bay and the younger players and Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot that's not mixing there. But it is Aaron Rodgers, so who knows? I mean, he's certainly getting the respect. That's why the 8 points on their side of the line. And if you looked at it on paper and lined it up, that's what you would think. But I think this is a tough one to predict. All right, Jeremy Paulson, let's get your take on this. What do you think?
I'm going to actually go with the Packers. I'll say the Packers. But I'll take the same score, 24-17.
Ooh, that's good on the opposite side of it. All right, Packers, 24-17. I love it. Nice.
And this is a Minnesota Vikings fan, too, so I don't even want to say the Packers.
Very true. It is hard to make that pick when you're a Vikings fan. I'm in a pool. I think I've talked about this with a bunch of North Carolina dudes, and there's like 180 of us, and I think it's 180. And it's been a tough season. We don't even have to pick with the line. We don't, you know, against the line, look at the line. I mean, you can look at it, but it's really been interesting from that perspective. For me, this is a tough one because, you know, my inclination is to go with what I'm seeing with the Giants, and I've watched a bunch of the Giants, and not that I haven't seen any of the Packers, but I'm going to go with the Giants. Normally I would look at this, I'd go right along with the line, and I would say Packers, but I'm going to go with the Giants too, so I'm jumping on the Pete Sharon bandwagon. And I'm going to say that I think the final score is going to be, I think the final score is going to be 24-13. I'm saying 13. Struggle for Aaron Rodgers. And Mason Mann missing a couple of field goals. The crowd goes wild in England when they kick the ball. And you know why, right? Because that's the kind of football they know. So I'm going with the Giants, and that is a low score that I just threw out there. Wow, for me, that is a low score. But I'm going to hang with that. I am just going to hang with that. There were a couple other games that I looked at, including the Bears and the Vikings, but I didn't go in that direction. All right, Joe, Mac, and Mary, I promise I will get all of your scores in, because you certainly could be winners too as well. As I said, you can email that guest, Kate, at Kate Delaney Radio always, or you can call in like Pete and Sharon do. Good luck to everybody who tried to play Nail the Score this time around. Maybe we'll have a winner.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.